This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Film has long been a staple of the Austin art scene. The city has been the setting for many movies and TV shows, and every spring, box office hits and award hopefuls premiere at South by Southwest. To ensure continued growth of the industry here, the Austin Film Society is training new filmmakers at local schools. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on how students learn about filmmaking and contribute to the city's film culture.
It's the time of year when indie filmmakers are showcasing their work to build industry buzz. Sundance is underway in Park City, Utah. Austin is preparing to welcome hundreds of filmmakers for South by Southwest in March. And at Hart Elementary in Northeast Austin, the next generation of filmmakers are honing their skills.
All right, film club, can we see A Quiet Straight Line right here?
Taylor Barron is an Austin-based filmmaker. She's leading an after-school film club at Hart. Twice a week, Barron comes to Hart to teach the kids various film techniques. It's one of 11 schools in the city hosting the clubs, which are organized by the Austin Film Society. The energetic group settles into a classroom. Barron reveals today's lesson.
And today we're going to be learning. Today we're going to be learning about sound design.
She starts with film scores and explains to the group of third and fourth graders how music can help set the tone for a scene. She plays the kids some famous film scores, most of which they don't know. She asks them how the music makes them feel. A third grader raises her hand.
So, Aubrey, what kind of film do you think this song would be in?
It'll be in a scary movie when something is trying to bite something.
Seriously, she's never seen Jaws. Then comes the hands-on activity. This is what makes Film Club at Hart one of the most popular after-school programs. Barron shows the kids a silent video she made of herself doing things around her kitchen.
So I recorded this for you guys last night because I wanted to have a good, simple video for you guys to record sound to, all right?
In the video, she walks into the kitchen, pours some cat food, sneezes, opens the back door, and turns the pages of a book. The kids each recreate one of the sounds to later play over the silent video.
There's the tissue.
I can't be the cat!
That girl eats some pretzels to make the sound of the cat eating. Someone pretends to sneeze.
I want to be a sneezer!
They run through their sounds while the silent video plays on a projector. Throughout the semester, the kids build on lessons like these until finally they make their own short film. One of the films this class created last semester was written and directed by one student.
Hi, I'm Aubrey and I am in third grade.
Aubrey Macedo says the hardest part about being a director was
I had to make sure everybody was in place. It was hard work because a lot of the kids weren't doing their roles, so it was hard.
Aubrey's film was different than most of the others created in this program. Rather than a zombie or alien invasion, she said she wanted to write something relevant.
I wanted to make something serious because what's happening in the world right now. So I decided immigration.
Her four-minute film follows the journey of a family immigrating to the U.S. from Mexico illegally. The family travels to Texas for more opportunities and arrives at a friend's house. Soon after, immigration and customs enforcement agents arrive at the door.
Hello, ma'am. We have been reported illegal actions in this area.
Immigration.
Can we see your ID and your papers?
Can we see your IDs
and your papers?
Sir.
The family doesn't have papers, but one of the agents recognizes the mom as someone he's met before. He remembers she was kind to him, and he decides to let the family stay.
These are the right people to be in America. We should let them go.
Aubrey said this story stemmed from something personal. A friend of hers was recently deported. I asked her why she chose to write a hopeful ending for the film.
I wanted to end with a happy ending because my friend always writes to me.
Instructor Taylor Barron said when the students brought her this script, she recognized how filmmaking can provide a necessary outlet for kids.
So they're having to think about this in different ways, and I think that filmmaking and having them, you know, create their own stories about this is like a really great way for them to deal with that.
The AFS program is available at schools in Austin with a majority of low-income students. Aubrey's immigration film is an example of what they want to see more of, kids telling their own stories through film. To prove to the kids their work is important, AFS hosts a screening of all the student films at its theater.
Welcome everybody to our Winter Film Festival.
For an hour, the kids and their parents watch films about Pokemon and zombies. There's a lot of slapstick comedy, two evil clowns, and a pretty impressive UFO special effect. There's a lot of laughter, but during Aubrey's film, it's quiet.
Why do we need to move in Texas? Why? What about my other friends? I got new ones.
At a time when the film industry is facing criticism for a lack of diversity in filmmakers and stories, AFS says this program aims at bringing those voices into the process early on. Claire McInerney, KUT News.